Hello, everyone. This is Gwen, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in to Bad Reception. It's been a minute since I've filled this slot, just because I got busy with the summer. You know, it's kind of how life works. But I am so excited to be back. This playlist was created entirely yesterday, which is maybe pretty common for me, but it's got very good music that I've just kind of been scheming, you know, for that past month. So this next song is Gnaw by Alex G.
Get irate. You're mad because you, for your past, you fight.
All right, so that last song was Sunny Side of Heaven by Fleetwood Mac. I think Fleetwood Mac is extremely, extremely talented group. We all know that. That's why they're so famous. I think there are like those five really, really popular songs that you like maybe you heard growing up or in movies or like, I don't know, probably like my dad played them or something. And they're like really good. They're so good. That's why everyone loves Fleetwood Mac. But then I started to listen to even more Fleetwood Mac, and ended up like going down this weird Fleetwood Mac kind of spiral a few weeks ago, and ended up listening to like, there's one song called Tusk that I've played before. This is Sunny Side of Heaven, which is just instrumental, but it's just like such a good song. A lot of their music is obviously good because they're a very talented group. Before that was Passed You by Chicano Batman, and then before that was Gnaw by Alex G, which I had announced before. This next song is going to be Witches by Alice Phoebe Liu. I think it's got a great, you know, Halloween is almost amongst us. And if you haven't started thinking about your costume, it's the time is now, because you just can't, I'm not going to swear on air again. My dad will make fun of me. You have to give Halloween everything. It is a great holiday. It's so fun. It's so goofy. Maybe if you're living in rural Connecticut, like my dad, who is listening right now, it's not always true, but like, it's so fun. The leaves change colors. Everything smells like cinnamon. Isn't that just like wonderful and perfect? Also want to say hi to my dad and hi to Terry, who's also likely listening if my dad is playing this out loud. And the song is going to be Witches by Alice Phoebe Liu.
I'm one of those witches, babe. I ran down the road, pants down to my knees, screaming, please come help me. That Canadian shaman gave a little too much to me, and I'm writing a novel. Because it's never been done before. First house that I saw, I wrote house up on the door, and told the people who lived there they had to get out, cause my reality is realer than yours, and there's no time in the present. And there's a black dog on the bed. I went to the backyard to burn my only clothes, and the dog ran out and said, you can't turn nothing into nothingness with me no more. Well, I'm no doctor, but that monkey might be right. And if he is, I'll be walking in my whole life. They don't see the actress, and the actress wishing that they could. We could do ayahuasca. Baby, if I wasn't holding all these drinks, something about the way Violet whips her hair that makes me empty my pockets, holding caught in the corner, burning 20s as if I was the mayor. Well, I don't need mama, but I could really use something to do. So if you're up for some time, I swear you wouldn't have to be my muse. Heidegger and Sartre, drinking poppy tea. I could have sworn last night I passed out in my van, and now these guys are pouring one for me. I never leave the canyon, cause I'm surrounded on all sides by people riding.
Home with moonlight on the river. time. If I thought there were a next time, easy conversation ain't exactly where we're at. It's so strange deciding how I feel about you. It ain't like going on without you. I'm home with moonlight on the river, saying my goodbyes. Home, there's moonlight on the river, everybody dies. Moonlight on the river, saying my goodbyes. I'm home. There's moonlight on the river. Everybody dies.
Let me lower it. So that last song that's currently still kind of fading out is Moonlight on the River by Mac DeMarco. Before that was I'm Writing a Novel by Father John Misty, my favorite song at the moment. It's amazing. And then Witches by Alice Phoebe Liu. We're also at like a really awesome point, you know, to be doing a little bit of a PSA. So we're going to get that through. So I'm going to pause the Mac DeMarco. Why not grow your own PSA? If you enjoy eating... if you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and maybe herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed. But perhaps number one are radishes, because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. It's a little optional message that I think is pretty funny to read. Massachusetts law even allows adults to grow up to 6 marijuana plants per individual, or 12 plants per household. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible, but when you grow your own, you also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I chose that PSA because my father, who's listening, hi Dad, he is really into gardening, like so into gardening, and he always has like the most beautiful garden and is constantly just eating stuff from his garden year round, and I think that that's so cool, and gardening is awesome, and I love gardening and a lot of like outdoor stuff just because of the way that he kind of, as a kid, like made me respect it growing up. So this next song is going to be Different Now by Courtney Barnett. Kind of funny because Courtney is also my dad's name. But Courtney Barnett is an Australian artist who I was like one of her number one listeners in the world last year. But this is that song, Different Now.
Thank you.
All right, that last song was For Emma by Bon... I'm not going to say this right. Bon Iver? It's spelled like Bon Iver, but I know it's not that. I think it's Bon Iver. And then before that was Real Love Baby by The Heavy Heavy. That is a cover, I believe, of Real Love Baby, which is by Father John Misty, I think. I'm trying to confirm. Yes, it is. Really good cover, though. I think that they do the song justice. Honestly, I might like it a little bit more than Father John Misty's version, but that's maybe a controversial opinion. A lot of this music is very folk-inspired just because I recently returned from the Tufts Wilderness Orientation. It's a awesome program for first-year students who are coming to Tufts, and you go either camping, backpacking, canoeing, or you do trail crew, I think. You do these, like, awesome hikes in the outdoors, and it's just like a great time to meet people and whatnot. And so a lot of folk music. I feel like when you know you're gonna have to spend 3 days in backcountry Vermont, you just gotta like kind of lean into it a little bit. So that last song was For Emma by Bon Iver, as I just said. This next song is Retreat by Crumb. Fun fact, Crumb is a band that started at Tufts University, and they're still together, still making music.
Thank you. start carving, darling. I wanna smell the dinner cooking. I wanna feel the edges start to burn.
Get some.
All right, so that last song was 7-8 by Ghost Funk Orchestra. Before that was Undertow from the SpongeBob SquarePants hits release album. And then before that was Shell Island by Favorite People. This last song, I'm going to see if someone's coming in. I'm pretty sure that they are. But until then, this song is going to be Strange Heat by All Alas. But this is Gwen. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in to Bad Reception.
Seen.